Today, I want to share with you five female entrepreneurs and influencers who have dramatically made an impact in my life just for showing up who they are. I want to make bolder decisions. I want to be riskier. I don't want to make decisions from fear. I want to be a badass. And these women definitely encourage me to do so. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Well, hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. So I have a question for you. Have you ever been inspired by someone who is totally different from you? Like someone who almost makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe you don't necessarily agree with all of their opinions. Maybe they make some moves that you wouldn't necessarily make. Maybe they show up in a way that is not really your personality, but who they are at their core, how they show up in the world, how they navigate their business or their life, it's intriguing to you. And they've got something that you feel like, if I could have a little of that, I think I could benefit from that. Have you ever been inspired by those people? I absolutely have been. I attribute a lot of my success to my ability to get uncomfortable. Listen, I don't like to be uncomfortable. I don't like to sit in the uncomfort or discomfort, but I will say, it has always served me well. When I finally get through it and I look back, I'm like, I'm glad I got uncomfortable so that I could grow. I don't think there's any growth in comfort. And I think the women that I'm going to talk about today sometimes make me feel a little bit uncomfortable in all the best ways. So today, I want to share with you five female entrepreneurs and influencers who have dramatically made an impact in my life just for showing up who they are. I actually don't know each of these people personally. Some of them I've actually met in person and we've had conversations, but some of them I never have. And still, I learned so much from them in terms of how they show up online through their newsletter, their videos, their social media, their products, all of that. And I just want to point out that each of them are dramatically different from me. And by from me, I mean my personality is very different than theirs. And despite our differences, I'm just intrigued and they inspire me. And I use this as fuel to up-level, to be a better entrepreneur. I want to make bolder decisions. I want to be riskier. I don't want to make decisions from fear. I want to be a badass in all that I do. And these women definitely encourage me to do so. What I've noticed is that when they say something that makes me, let's say, feel a little uncomfortable, it's likely because they're hitting a nerve around something where I have a weakness, something I'm scared about, maybe a lack of confidence, something I want to work on, something I just want to have that I don't have yet. I learned early on that when you feel, and I don't feel jealousy or envy about these women, but it kind of is the same feeling. When you feel jealous or envy about somebody, the best question to ask is, what do they have that you want? And so when I feel a little uncomfortable about how they navigate, how they're showing up, I believe they've got something that I could benefit from. And that's not always where, like, if you feel uncomfortable around someone, that's not always the answer. But for these women, for me, it is. That's what that means in my case. So I just want to point out, I'm just coming from my own perspective on this. Now, if I've learned anything over the last 15 years of entrepreneurship, it's that the more uncomfortable I get, the more I grow. And so I'm willing to sit in that discomfort, even though I hate it. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up, that it's okay to be inspired by and follow people that are so different than you. But I think don't just follow them. Don't just kind of listen to what they say and be like, oh, that's good and move on. Ask yourself, what is that triggering feeling? What's coming up for you? What do you want? What do you need that this discomfort might be telling you? I just think that's a really cool way to get inspired by people that are different from you. So I want to share with you these five different women in the public eye who push me to be a better woman and a better entrepreneur. And again, they're women that are very different from me, especially just in personality wise. So the first one is Leila Hormozi. And if you haven't heard of her, she's a first generation Iranian entrepreneur who crossed $100 million by the age of 28. Her podcast, Build with Leila Hormozi, is one of my favorites because she shares the lessons she learned in scaling big businesses and helping her portfolio companies do the same. I also love her Instagram. If you're not following her on Instagram, all the women I mentioned today, I will be putting in the show notes at amyporterfield.com/654. I think you should follow all these women. So her Instagram is incredibly inspiring. Now, to give you an idea of how brilliant this woman is, she is in the process of growing acquisition.com with her husband, Alex Hormozi, and it's the holding company for all her business ventures. And she's in the process of building it into a billion-dollar portfolio. I have no doubt she will do this. One thing I think is really cool that I learned about her just from online is she helped Alex with his book launch. And if you know Alex Hormozi, he had a massive, very cool, unique, different type of book launch online. It felt like he went against every rule and just crushed it, every rule of book marketing. And she was really the mastermind behind it. And she'll say, I didn't know how to do a book launch. I just figured it out. I have mad respect for things like that. I think many of us need to find the courage to just do it and figure it out as we go. And she's a great example of that. So her success is one thing. But what is really so inspiring to me about Leila is that she's not afraid to show every side of her, the good, bad, and ugly. Recently, she did a post around the new year where she talked about areas where she screwed up, and then she also shared what she did right. And I want to just share a few of these just to show you just how transparent she is. She said, I did a couple deals with partners who didn't align with our values, and it sucked to clean that up. I said yes to way too much in advance, which was distracting from my most important goals. I waited too long to exit someone who was not a team fit. How many of us have done that? I cared way too much about what people thought of me, and it affected what kind of content I was willing to make and how I showed up. I tried to do way too much. I played the CEO, CFO, book launch leader all at once. She said that was very dumb of me. She forgot what season she was in until a good halfway through the year, and it felt like a setback just from past decisions that she held on to. So some of the things, she was really transparent. This is where I messed up. And then she talked about what she did right. She redid her deal box and now has amazing partners in her company, acquisition.com. She said, nearly doubled our team with truly amazing people, bought our new spot in Vegas. They have a new facility for their team. And she said, I got a new face, kidding, but finally did my nose. She got a nose job after being too worried what people would say. Now, here's what I think is really special about Leila, something that those of you that might be like me can learn from. She shared her nose job online. And at first she said, I was scared about what people would think. So what she did is she got bold and she's like, screw it. I'm just going to share it. Like she went to a total opposite extreme. I'm worried about what people think. I'm going to get uncomfortable and put myself out there so I could just let that one go and move on. And I feel as though part of her growth is doing things that might not be comfortable to her, but she also knows this is how I grow. And I see it in her every day and I'm inspired by it. So she's a badass for sure. Next up is Lauren Bostic. Now she turned her passion for beauty and wellness and non-censored advice into one of the most well-known blogs online today. You might have heard of it. It's called The Skinny Confidential. It's a massive brand now. So she started this Skinny Confidential blog back in 2013. And since then, she's transformed it into a full-fledged, not only community, but thriving empire. And she does this alongside her husband. What's interesting is Layla works with her husband and so does Lauren. I could never work with Hobie, nor would he ever want to work with me. Our skill sets and knowledge are vastly different, but I always think it's really cool when I see a husband and wife team that they're making it work. So the Skinny Confidential has a podcast, which has earned millions of downloads. They also have a podcast incubator called Dear Media, and it focuses on women's voices and narratives. Gabby Bernstein is under the Dear Media Network podcast. So there's a lot of them. They're incredible. And then she's released a line of skincare products and tools. I have them all. I love them all. And then on top of that, she has two kids and, like I said, a husband. So she's really just crushing it. What I really admire about Lauren is how unapologetic she is and how authentic she's been in an industry that can be really superficial. So she's got this like nothing is off limits attitude. Now, I would never have that attitude. That is not me. There are topics that are off limits that I wouldn't talk about. I wouldn't talk about the sex life with my husband. She will. I won't talk about things that might be private to Hobie and I in our relationship because Hobie would rather me not. She's just going to bear it all. And I find that fascinating. I might not do it the way she does it, but I'm intrigued and inspired. And she pushes me to be a little bolder, talk about the things I might not normally talk about, build a brand that people are interested in. She has great solo episodes on her podcast, and I'll link to it in the show notes. And one of them, she was talking about how to up level. And everything she said in this episode, I was like, yes, yes. I was on the treadmill, like taking notes. Yes, yes, yes. And what I found fascinating about this episode about up leveling is she talks a lot about you got to let go what is no longer serving you, people, business decisions, things just in your life that are holding you down and keeping you stuck. You have to be brave enough to let go of them and move forward, even if it's not the most popular opinion. And I thought that was a great, great reminder. Again, she's just kind of giving you permission to go after what you want, even though it could really ruffle some feathers. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. She also talks about deep work a lot. And this has inspired me in terms of really giving the time, focus, and energy into strategizing, figuring things out, actually taking the time to think about them and focus on them without any distractions. She does this for her personal life and her business life. And I've been doing more deep work on Mondays, where I don't have any meetings, I'm not engaging with my team on Mondays, and I'm really strategizing big picture and sometimes the smaller picture of what needs to get done to hit our goals. So if you're going to follow Lauren, look for where she talks about deep work. And then the last thing I'll say is she inspired me to do mouth taping. And on Instagram, when I talked about mouth taping, this was a very controversial topic where you literally put tape on your mouth at night to only breathe through your nose. There's benefits like oral hygiene benefits, but for me, I'm doing it to have a better night's sleep, and it absolutely works for me. I'm just going to link to my favorite mouth tape that Lauren encouraged me to get on Amazon. I'll link to my favorite, but you can Google mouth taping and the benefits of. Hobie's horrified that I do it, but I think it's one of the coolest things and it totally works. But I find a lot more value beyond just the mouth taping from everything Lauren shares, but it was a really good tip that she gave me, so I had to mention it. All right, moving on. The next person I want to highlight is Cody Sanchez. So Cody is an entrepreneur, an investor, and a finance executive, and she teaches people how to earn and invest money in ways that school never taught you. This woman has made millions from buying what she calls boring businesses. Think laundromats, car washes, things like that. And she's also amassed an audience of over 3 million followers with her media company, Contrarian Thinking. She has a really good newsletter that I love reading. Jasmine Starr got me hooked on it. And if you know the model Ashley Graham, who's a very big deal, I saw a video on TikTok recently where Ashley was talking about some of her favorite influencers and why, because Ashley does a lot of investing in businesses, and Cody was the first person she mentioned. I just thought that was a little bit of a cool fact. I got to meet Cody in person at a charity event I was at for Stu McLaren and Amy's charity called Village Impact. It was a charity event / mastermind, and Cody was there, and we got to meet one of the coolest chicks ever. Like, she's cool online and she's cool in person. But what I wanted to share is that one thing Cody and I have in common is that we both share our strategies for making money and building a sustainable business for people who do not want a 9-to-5 job. But specifically, what inspires me about Cody is that she is incredibly, almost intimidatingly smart, and she often uses real-world examples as a way to make sense of the core principles of business that she's teaching. So for example, on social, she did this whole video around how brilliant Reese Witherspoon's book club is and how fascinating it is how she took this book club and parlayed it into this massive empire, production media type company. But it starts with the book club, and she dissected what that looks like in just a minute. I'll tell you what that model is. But the point is, when Cody shares these real life stories that you then glean business principles from, it feels like she's giving you insider secrets, things that nobody else knows. But the truth is, they're not insider secrets. This is information you can find through the Googles. But she does the work. She does the homework. She makes sense of it. She puts it in layman's terms that we all can understand. She puts the time in to understand the strategies, the business models, and the lessons learned, and then she delivers them. And so it's like a fast track to understanding different business models and different ways that you can run your business to up level. And I don't think a lot of people do that. She's also a no BS kind of girl. I think all the women I'm mentioning today are. And so she's just going to give it to you straight. I really love her delivery. And here's what's funny. If you go see Cody online, and if you like my stuff, we are dramatically different in our communication styles. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really drawn to her. I'm just fascinated with what she's built, how she's built it, and how her mind works. So inspired by her daily. Highly recommend her newsletter. And then next up, who I was just mentioning, Reese Witherspoon. I have not met her, but we both live in Nashville. You never know. But obviously, she's an actress, doesn't need an introduction, but I don't love her because she's an actress. She's so much more than that. She is an incredibly savvy businesswoman. And you know that business model I mentioned that Cody was teaching on social media? So essentially what Cody explained is that Reese took a book club and she said to the authors of these books, hey, I'll give you part of my platform for you to talk about your book. It's completely free. And then I'd like the future rights to turn your book into a movie. She doesn't promise anything, but she said, I'd like those future rights. If I give you access to my platform, which is huge, I'd like the future rights to turn your book into a movie. So then Reese tests out which books do best. And depending on which books perform, she turns those books into a movie that makes tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. For example, one of those books is Where the Crawdads Sing. If you watched that movie, read that book, that was one of the books in the book club. I just think it's brilliant. Reese thought in a totally different way and went after something so big. It's one thing to be an amazing actress, which she is, but then she took her skills and her knowledge and she parlayed it into something totally different. And I find that really intriguing. What I do today is definitely feels like my purpose, but in 10 years, I like the idea that I could totally change it up. I could totally go in a different direction. I could build on this. I could exit this and go for something totally separate, different, unique. I don't know. But when I watch women who reinvent themselves, who uplevel in ways that you didn't even expect, it's inspiring to me. And I always think if she can do it, so can I. There might be a little bit of ego there. Like I might be a little too big for my britches. Like she's Reese Witherspoon, but I allow myself to go there. If she can do it, if she figured it out, so can I. I believe in myself that much. So that is why I like to dive into content around women like Reese, because she shows me what's possible beyond what's right in front of me. And then finally, Dr. Anita Phillips. She's a trauma therapist, a life coach, and a minister, and she speaks a lot about mental health and faith and culture. Now, she has a book that recently came out. It's called The Garden Within. And let me tell you, if you haven't read it, you should. It's all about how to stop viewing your emotions as something that needs to be suppressed, managed, or mastered. If you're multitasking, come back to me. I need you to hear that. Her message in the book is to stop viewing your emotions as something that needs to be suppressed, managed, or mastered. Instead, she teaches you to embrace and nurture them. Now, if you know me, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I am extra sensitive. Things bother me more than I'd like to admit. I get my feelings hurt easily, and I'm often a little bit embarrassed, or dare I say, ashamed of how quick I feel emotions. So just yesterday, something happened in my business where I got some bad news. And the fear that came over me was just maddening. Like I just was fearful instantly. And all in one swoop, I was going to be homeless tomorrow. Like very dramatic. That is not the case, obviously. But I went to worst case scenario, totally just like went right into the fear and thought all these bad thoughts. And then I beat myself up for having that fear so quickly and getting so emotional. But what I've learned from Dr. Anita is that all those emotions are so valid. They can be so useful. And if I just sit with them, they won't last forever. And again, coming back to, I could use that fear and turn it into something productive, which is exactly what I did. And so I think her teachings have been really instrumental. And also, one of the things that Dr. Anita talks about in her book that particularly resonates with me is this idea of purpose and how misunderstood it has become in our culture. In recent years, the idea of purpose has become this almost obsession over figuring out what's special about yourself. Why am I better? What makes me different? I know I have felt this before, like, what's so great about me? What am I put on this earth to do? And that can be a little bit overwhelming, right? It creates this intense pressure that's almost stagnating and prevents you from moving forward. I often tell my students, let's not worry about what your purpose is. If you can't figure it out, it will come with action. It will come over time. And Dr. Anita has this really wonderful definition of purpose that I think is just brilliant. To her, purpose is about the role you play in your community. She defines it as the gift you offer to meet a need in the community you're part of. So if you see a need, you ask yourself, what gift do I have to offer in my community that I can meet this need with? And that's it. It's so simple. Purpose is not this huge, looming thing that needs to be achieved. It's much more simpler than that. And as a female entrepreneur, I think adopting this perspective can alleviate some of the pressure of having to be all the time. So for my students who are really struggling with finding their purpose, which comes up again and again, it might be as simple as look at your community. What are the needs? And how can you rise to the occasion? And right there, that is enough. And I love that. But I think the thing I come back to more and more is just this idea that my emotions are valid and they are needed. And they're not something for me to be embarrassed about or pushed down. Like, they actually are part of me and help me become the person I want to be. And that was really big for me. So just wanted to share that as well. Again, all of the women that I mentioned, I will link to their Instagram and any extra resources I might have mentioned, like their book or podcast or anything like that. This was a little bit of a different episode, but I find it fascinating to hear from people I like to hear from about who they're following and why they're following and what are they getting from that. So I just wanted to do an episode and share that with you. Thanks for hanging out with me. And if you'd be so kind, will you do me a favor and invite maybe an entrepreneurial friend to come hang out too? If you know someone that would find value in this episode and they're looking for some inspiration, grab the link and just text it to them or Slack it to them or whatever you want to do. I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. And on Thursday, I'll have more entrepreneurial goodness. So I'll see you then. Same time, same place. Can't wait.